Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Confusing. Let's get to our guest right now, the Illinois Policy Institute's chief economist, Orfe Devungi. Orfe, so great to have you on today. Amidst the crazy news today out with J.B. Pritzker, we also have the Metro East, along with a lot of other areas in the state of Illinois, losing some residents, which means losing taxpayers. What have we found out?
Oh, thanks for having me, first of all. Yeah, we found out that, as I predicted last week on your show, the population was going to continue to decline. In fact, we now have historic population loss. Every single metro area in the state of Illinois actually lost population.
Wow.
To put it into context, there are 383 MSAs, metro areas in the United States. 10 of them are in Illinois, and every single one lost population. What's crazy is that, it's not crazy. We knew this all along. You know, places that are gaining people are places that have a thriving labor market, low taxes, like Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona. You got Nevada is up there and gaining people. Florida, Orlando, Florida is gaining people. So people are moving to places that are conducive to doing business, low tax environment, where they find jobs at a faster rate and where their incomes grow faster.
So do we have any knowledge on why these people are leaving? Have we done any studies that suggest that there is a specific reason given for people to vacate the state?
Absolutely. Last year, we published a study that showed that 60% of most moves in Illinois, by the way, it's working-age people moving. 60% of those decisions are motivated by the labor market. In Illinois, we have lower income growth than the rest of the country. We have higher unemployment rates relative to other states. And so, of course, opportunities are arising faster in other places. And so people are moving to those places.
So, and people are leaving the state of Illinois to go where? Any consistency in where they leave for?
Absolutely. The places that are gaining the most people are Texas, Florida, Nevada, Arizona, places that have either no income tax or a flat tax. None of these areas have a highly progressive tax code, mm-hmm. Which brings us to J.B. Pritzker, right? I heard you were talking about J.B.
Yeah.
You have people in the J.B. camp saying, tax policy has no effect whatsoever on people's behavior, and yet you have the governor ripping toilets out of his mansion to avoid paying taxes.
Yeah, it must be nice to be able to take toilets out of one of your mansions so that you don't have to pay the taxes. That would be much, much higher because, of course, it's in the state of Illinois. I was talking a little bit, too, about that conversation that exists on paying a minimum wage to teachers of like $40,000 a year and discussing how that also has tax implications on local levels where, the state's not actually paying local municipalities, school districts, the money that they're supposed to be paying. So then that means you get the progressive income tax from J.B. Pritzker and the highly democratically controlled Springfield legislature. But then the extra pressure gets put on the localities that have to pay these school districts. And that is affected in property taxes. So again,
Absolutely.
You have progressive income tax. The suggested rates by J.B. Pritzker's are just basically suggestions. By no means is that part of what would actually be implemented at all. And then you have the extra burden on the local entities where they talk about raising property taxes and sales taxes in addition to that progressive income tax.
Absolutely. You just highlighted it. You've said it perfectly. So those mandates, those state mandates, are only going to cause your property taxes to increase. And so you end up with, higher property taxes and, a progressive income tax hike. Because, we know the rich are not going to stick around because, we see how they behave. Case in point, J.B. Pritzker. They're not going to stick around. They're not going to pay the bulk of the tax increase. So it's going to fall on the middle class. That's our biggest fear, right? The middle class will have to foot the bill. The middle class will be paying higher income taxes and higher property taxes if J.B. Pritzker has his way.
Or Faith, if this progressive income tax continues to move through, where is it right now in the legislature, and what can people do about it?
So right now it passed this committee in the Senate, the executive committee in the Senate. Legislators are on spring break right now, but they're going to return in May, and they're going to try to push something through because that's what the governor wants. They're going to try to rush it through, and we really, really need your listeners and our friends around the state of Illinois who really care about the state and are concerned about their outcomes in the future to call legislators, to go to their front doors, to actively engage with them and present them with the facts. The facts are simple. The math doesn't add up. JB's plan is not a magic pill. It will not fix the state's finances. In fact, evidence from other states suggests that when they've adopted a progressive income tax, things got worse. You know, poverty rates increased, and it hasn't been able to fix their finances. You know, and the example is Connecticut. Connecticut was the last state to do so, and they've had budget deficits for 12 out of the last 15 years.
And J.B. Pritzker makes it seem like this is the magic potion to fix everything in the state of Illinois. What's he basing that off of?
Well, I mean, it's the political expedient thing to do, right? It's what politicians do. They'll say, well, I'm only going to raise taxes on the rich, and I'm not going to affect you. We know that's a lie, because a progressive income tax has been a bridge to higher taxes in every single state that has adopted a progressive income tax. You know, initially they sell it as a tax cut on the poor, but, you know, in Connecticut, for example, the middle class saw their taxes increase 13% since the introduction of progressive income tax. In Minnesota, the lowest income bracket now faces the top rate, what the top rate used to be when the tax had been introduced. So you can see that the tax burden has consistently increased in those states. It's been easier and easier for lawmakers in those states to raise taxes on the middle class.
Well, it's definitely imperative right now while the legislators presumably are in their districts right now to make that contact, have a face-to-face, and explain that value of pension reform in the state of Illinois over the detriment of the progressive income tax. And we definitely encourage people to reach out and talk to your House representative, your state senator, and make your voice heard. Orfi, thank you so much for talking to us again this week. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. IllinoisPolicy.org, and you can find out. The thing I like about Illinois Policy is they'll highlight these issues that are facing the people of Illinois, and they'll provide solutions, which is great, because if they don't provide solutions, then they're just complainers, like I am sometimes. Solutions are good. That's why we have them here. IllinoisPolicy.org, on Twitter at Illinois Policy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.